Matt Greenwood wrapping up KJS Sports Talk today. Speaking to Grandview softball coach Don Jeffries, stepping in for Corey Deer, last year's head coach, who is stepping aside for a little while to care for her new baby that she's expecting. So Coach Jeffries dropping that information on us here before starting this interview. So, Coach, congratulations to her. And, hey, congratulations on your new role as the Grandview softball head coach.
Well, we're excited for Coach Deer, first baby that she will have in her family. And she's stepping away for a year here to take care of that situation. And I'm happy to step in and work with a great group of girls. I've been extremely blessed with the 18 girls that I get a chance to work with on a daily basis. When you have a lot of kids that I never see in the office as assistant principal because they're never in any type of discipline situation, a lot of the other things athletically just kind of fall into place.
Yeah, certainly. So, you know, as you mentioned to me before, you've coached baseball, which there's a lot of similarities in baseball and softball. And, of course, there are some differences as well, just because in baseball it's overhand and softball it's underhand when it comes to the pitching side of things. But and the personalities are a little bit different. So what's the, you know, in your short time talking to these young ladies that you have on your squad this year, what's the personality of this team like so far?
I would say the personality of this team is a team that is ready to try to do things that have never been done before here as far as softball goes. They have high expectations. A lot of girls have come from some pretty rich backgrounds as far as playing softball in the summer. We do have some experience coming back as well as far as high school players. I mean, I think we have just a really great mix of experience with our upperclassmen, and then that just raw talent that our underclassmen bring as freshmen and sophomores. So I think the mix of experience and youth with a lot of softball experience but not high school softball experience is going to really pay some dividends for us this year.
Coach, when it comes to leaning on some players to be that to step into that leadership role and to be the girl that's going or girls that are going to say, hey, you know, jump on our back and we'll carry you and we'll teach you that sort of thing. Out of your senior group, Alyssa Cole, Kayla Norris, Katie Husky, and Maddie Click, do you get the sense that they're ready to do that?
I would say Katie and Alyssa definitely are ready to take on those leadership positions. Maddie and Kayla, they're brand new to softball. This will be their first year with the program. Katie, she's been with the program every year. Alyssa's been with the program every year. And Alyssa basically is the captain of that outfield. She's also the emotional leader. She's one of the captains I'll have lead stretches and go up and meet the umpires and the opposing coach of the other team. She is about as sound as it gets when it comes to the game of softball. Has an outstanding swing. She's the speediest kid on our team, and also just has a really live arm. And a couple of those things, you can't teach a whole lot. You can't teach speed, and a lot of times with the type of arm that she has, they don't come around very often. I mean, she can throw anybody out at any base. They got to make sure that they are hustling if they're going to try to leg out a triple or they're going to try to score from second on a ground ball to the outfield. She has a very good chance of making those throws to cut down the running game for sure. And then Katie Husky, I mean, her leadership on the volleyball floor is very well known in Grandview and around Jefferson County, and she's our first baseman. And she brings back some experience as a player that had a lot of time on the field last year. And we're looking for those two girls to be the ones that kind of lead the way as far as experience goes. And then there's a couple other ones that are underclassmen that have had some success in other sports and have also had success in softball over the last couple of years. I mean, Jordan Zoff, Haley Harlow, and Sarah Faust, they're coming off a fantastic basketball season, and now they get a chance to take that leadership that they showed on the hardwood over to the grass and the turf, depending on where we're playing that given day. So even though we do have a lot of young kids and we do have some just a few seniors. I mean, we do have a good group of overall kids in that senior and junior class that are ready to be great leaders for the Lady Eagles this year.
Coach, the district that the Grandview softball team was in last year featured teams like Crystal City, West County, who wound up winning the district championship, teams like Valley Catholic as well. Because of redistricting, West County is no longer in that district, which frees up possibly you guys or Valley Catholic to really contend for a district championship, although the Central Rebels might have something to say about that.
Central finished second in the state last year, so I don't know if losing West County and gaining Central is a great trade, but we're ready for that challenge, that's for sure.
Right. And last year, you know, the Grandview softball team challenged Valley Catholic in the semifinals, only lost 10-9, and that was a back-and-forth game. And so there is potential for this Grandview team, as you mentioned, to do greater things than any other Grandview softball team has done. For you, you said that you've coached baseball before, and as a coach, you know what it takes to be able to do that. And so it sounds like, what based on what you've told us, that these girls are ready to do that in some form or fashion and in their own unique way. So running with that thought, heading into this season, you got Potosi tomorrow, and you've got quite a few games on the schedule. What's it going to take to what do you need to see on the field game one through, say, game 20 for you to have that great faith that this team can go places?
Well, I think it starts right in the middle of the field with the person that's on the bump there, and that's Holly Tobnik. I mean, she's a brand new player for us this year. She's a sophomore, but Holly Tobnik is going to be a player that you will hear a lot out of this year. And the young lady that she's going to be throwing the ball to, Natalie Moore, she is a freshman catcher, but I would say that she has been one of the biggest leaders so far this year for us. So we have two rookies as far as Grandview softball goes on the mound and behind the plate, but we have two kids that I would put up as far as against any other battery in the St. Louis area, in Jefferson County, and in the state of Missouri, as far as I'm concerned. I have a lot of confidence in those two young girls that they are going to be great leaders in the battery there. And then, again, not many people may not know about them as far as high school softball goes, but Holly Tobnik is a girl that she brings it. She has a great fastball. She's able to change speeds. And more importantly, she is a kid that has a good head on her shoulders as well. 4.0 student, she never is in trouble, and she's a yes sir, no sir type of kid. And we're extremely excited to see her come out this year and be a part of the program. And then Natalie Moore, same thing. A student, no discipline. She's a part of a number of clubs and activities. She was a kid that was coming off the bench in basketball this past season. She was one of the key components for Madeline Rotter on the volleyball team. I mean, those two players there are going to be, they're probably going to make me look a lot smarter than I actually am this first year coaching softball.
Yeah, that might be the case for a lot of the girls, Coach, since, again, this is your first year coaching softball. So, you know, Coach Corey Deere put you in a great position, Coach. It seems like you've got a great team moving forward this season. So we wish you the best of luck, and thank you for joining us today.
We're excited. We're excited to face Potosi. You mentioned districts earlier, too. Potosi and St. Jen, they're also in our district, and this is the first time they're going to be playing in the district during the spring season. They were a fall softball team in previous years. So you look at this district of Park Hills, Potosi, St. Jen Valley. I mean, that's four quality opponents that we will have to definitely be ready for. Crystal City was a tight game last year as well. And then we also, Kingston and Bourbon, we play them on our schedule. So we are excited about about 2019 has to come. And Matt, we really appreciate everything you guys do as far as high school sports. One thing I can guarantee you is you will hear from us as far as our results, win, lose, or draw, and we look forward to telling you about the great things that are going on out here at Grandview when it comes to all our sports, but especially this year in Lady Eagle softball.
All right, very well put, Coach, and we look forward to hearing about it as well. That is Don Jeffries, the new head coach for Grandview softball, joining us here today on KJEF Sports Talk. We'll have your 5 o'clock ABC News and local news next.